Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you. Getaway Friday here, July the 16th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, next trivia question for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo is...
Okay. What is... Because you've been on these slogans all week long. Or, well, has it been all week?
Pretty much.
Okay. So, I'm pretty sure you haven't done this one. Okay. What is Cedar Point's slogan?
What is Cedar Point's slogan? You'll get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. What is Cedar Point's slogan? Give us a buzz.
Do you know this?
No.
I do.
So, if somebody calls in with the correct answer, they will have to point it out. You'll have to point it out to them.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about it. We have not eaten the gumdrop bars yet. I'm going to do that tonight. I may give you one.
You might?
I might. They look good.
My mom will probably want one.
You think?
Yeah. We'll save one for my mom.
We'll save one for your mom.
Yep. And I got some leftover pizza here because... Well, you know what we did tonight? We went to Dairy Queen before we ate supper. So, and I got, you know what I got? Something I never got before. I got a strawberry banana Julius, like an orange Julius, but it was a strawberry banana. And it was really good.
I like the orange Juliuses. If somebody gets me an orange Julius, I'm immediately friendly with them.
Are you?
Sure.
Well, somebody can get me a strawberry banana.
I think the only place you can get the Juliuses in Marion, though, are the Dairy Queen.
Probably. But the Jersey smoothies are the best. Like, the strawberry... I go to the Jersey and get a strawberry banana smoothie, and it's really good. But this Julius was pretty good, too.
I wonder what a Julius is.
I don't know. I don't know. It's almost like whipped. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I think they started in California.
The Juliuses?
The Juliuses.
Hmm.
That was my understanding.
Yeah. I don't know. You should get Cedar Point tickets to give away.
Do people like that?
Cedar Point tickets? Well, yeah, they're really expensive tickets.
You know, I was never a big amusement park person.
Oh, I am. But you would go, like, if we were to go to Cedar Point, you would have fun with me. Because, you know, since I'm 40 now, I don't really care as much about riding rides. But it's fun to go. They have so many performers at Cedar Point. It's just fun to go and watch. You know, you can go in the saloon and watch a show. I mean, they have so many shows going on all the time. You can just spend your whole day watching shows. You can go to the arcade and play the crane game, which is what I like to do because I always win those. Unless they change them.
So what's the secret to the crane game?
The secret?
Is there a secret to the crane game? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, is it the roller coaster? Capital of the world?
Not exactly.
Not the roller coaster capital of the world. We're looking for the slogan for Cedar Point. Is it the slogan or jingle? Because that was what I've been doing all week. Slogans and jingles.
Yeah, I think it's just the slogan.
All right, looking for the slogan for Cedar Point. 740-383-9944, and it'll get you a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Excitement galore here on a Friday night. We've already had three big winners tonight. Scott won Zumbezi Bay tickets, Lee won some Columbus Zoo tickets, and Tammy won some Wilds tickets. So let's see somebody else get in on the winning tonight. If you can tell us the slogan for Cedar Point. Do your Thunderbolt impression. From Tony Pacos.
Well, he says, hot dog. I can't do it. I can't do it like him.
Well, do a little. That was close.
I'd have to listen to it again. You do it.
Well, you did it good.
Hot dog.
Well, because he was trying to talk over the car. Do it that way. A car comes by and he goes,
I can't do it.
Well, you did it earlier.
He's like, whoa.
And then off of that, he says,
well, he said some stuff, and then he's like, hot dog.
That's
I can't
good.
Do it.
The famous hot dogs at Tony Pacos. Hot dogs. All right. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, is it the fun capital of the world?
Nope.
Nope.
Not the fun capital of the world. That's here. That's WWGH. We are the fun capital of the world. Looking for the slogan for Cedar Point, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is it ride on?
Nope.
Not ride on. Looking for the slogan for Cedar Point, 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour here on this WWGH Friday night. Or as they say in Southern Ohio, Friday.
Friday? Friday?
They say that in Southern Ohio.
Oh.
The further south you go, the D's come in. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And they wash their clothes.
Well, I think you're making fun of somebody.
I don't. Fish. That's my mom.
Fish?
Yeah.
I never have heard that.
Mom knows she talks like that.
Well, I just have never heard that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is it America's roller coaster capital of the world?
No.
Close.
Close, but no cigar. The slogan for Cedar Point, 740-383-9944. Now, what would you make fun of your mom like that for?
Well, she's okay with it. We've been doing it her whole life.
Now, I've heard people say warsh.
Yeah, she does say warsh. And she says fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one.
Like dish.
Dish.
Warsh.
Your dad earlier on was talking about the dishwasher, the portable dishwasher breaking down.
Oh, yeah. You know, my parents always stored, like, snacks in the dishwasher.
Are you supposed to do that?
Well, that's what they did. Because we always had mice.
Oh, so they put the snacks in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's America's roller coaster. I messed it up again.
Uh-oh. Messed it up again. Well, we'll keep trying. Cedar Point slogan, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
America's right.
America's... Oh, yeah, well, America's right. That's their slogan?
Yeah, they say it all the time. Uh-huh. Like, when you're up there?
I don't go up there.
Oh. We will go up there sometime.
So, there were snacks stored in the dishwasher.
Yeah. Well, that way the mice wouldn't get them. I mean, we always, you know, when you live in an old farmhouse, you know, you're bound to have mice. My dad wasn't fond of cats, so we never had cats to eat the mice, so.
What about, like, jars? Glass jars?
Glass jars?
To put snacks in.
No, we just put them in the dishwasher. We never had enough water to use the dishwasher, so the dishwasher we used it as storage.
Well, so why did you buy a dishwasher?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Well, your mom has a dishwasher now, doesn't she?
Yeah, but it's just she has a little one now that sits on top of a stand. It's like a small dishwasher. Since, you know, it's just her, you know, we just can put everything in there.
Well, that's good.
I don't know what happened to the old one. I think the old dishwasher leaked when, you know.
Well, where do you put the snacks now?
Probably in the oven.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's America's Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's
your name?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda. We'll have the Columbus Zoo tickets here Monday morning from 8 to 10 or 4 to 5 on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Brenda got a pair of Columbus Zoo tickets here tonight. How about that?
That's fun.
America's Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Yeah, like they say, thank you for riding the Raptor and enjoy your day here at Cedar Point. America's Rockin' Roller Coaster.
You know, our friend the bus driver must be out tonight because she has not commented on the gumdrop bars, which she should have gone and picked up for me.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe she's busy tonight.
Well, I mean, or she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed that she did not do this for me. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Angie's talking about the dishwasher.
Yeah.
My dad bought mom a dishwasher one time, never hooked it up. They had it for 24 years, and she always stored snacks and stuff in her dishwasher.
See? Well, we weren't the only ones.
You weren't the only ones.
Now, why didn't she hook the dishwasher up?
Well, Dad was supposed to hook it up. It was a built-in one. And he put it in the spot and stuff, but never hooked it up for it.
So what kind of snacks went in your dishwasher?
Whatever Mom.
Yep.
Mom bought. She liked having her snacks.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was funny when Andrew thought about that.
It's a commonality.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know about that. I don't think you need to store your snacks in the oven either.
Yeah, the oven would be a little bit more dangerous, but I do think there are snacks in the oven. See, I could not do that because I just automatically go turn on my oven. That would be all bad news if I did that.
Well, gas ovens have pilot lights. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I have a gas oven. My mom doesn't, but I don't know if she really keeps snacks in the oven or not. She may.
So how would you have gotten these gumdrop bars this morning had...
Well, you probably should have went and picked them up before work.
Well, but you know, Mary Ellen might not have been dressed yet.
Well, you could have told her that you were coming out.
I don't know. I just, you know, a delivery service like that would be nice. Could I call that Instacart and have them do something like that?
Maybe Instabus.
Well, I tried to get the bus driver to do it, and apparently she thought that was a bad idea. I have two bus drivers who listen. Neither one would do it.
Hmm.
One of them brought me a Fanta, though, today. And
Big
red gum.
How have you not had Fanta? Did you not have big red gum either?
I don't know if I've ever had big. I'm sure I have. But I have a package of it now.
Oh.
You can't have any.
Okay.
No Fanta or big red gum for you.
They always said that the big red gum was like the kissing gum. Do you remember that? Like when we were growing up?
Well, I was kissing so many people, I really don't recall what was going on.
Were you swapping your gum?
Oh, no. Only lunatics and psychopaths did that. Do you remember, were you here when she said that?
No,
oh,
I
that
wasn't
was
here.
Disgusting.
I heard it on the air.
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. She used to apparently kiss people and chew their gum. Is that not the most disgusting thing you've ever heard of?
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but everybody thinks it's nuts.
Well, maybe not everybody, because obviously the person that she was swapping gum with didn't think it was gross.
Who would want to swap gum with her? I mean, honest to goodness.
I don't know.
That's terrible. You don't swap gum with people. We're talking about Abby, by the way. She's the one who... Well, she brought it up on the air. We What can you do?
It wasn't Michelle?
No, I don't think Michelle's just... No. That whole thing came up because the new thing in schools right before COVID, and a matter of fact, I think this is where COVID might have came from, is kids sharing earbuds.
Yeah.
If you like a girl or something like that, what you do is you give her one of your earbuds. Stick it in her ear. You have one in your ear, she puts one in her ear. Oh, and it's love. And then COVID came like the next month. Wiped out 500,000 people.
Well, you just put some alcohol on the earbuds. How do you know they're not putting alcohol on them and cleaning them?
Those kids, no.
No.
High school kids, no way.
Well, what's a little bit of earwax going to hurt somebody?
Well, apparently 500,000 people. Do we have another question?
Oh, I forgot about the questions here. Yeah, you're going to have to give me a minute, because I pulled them up over the break, and then I lost them.
Lost the questions?
Yeah. I got something in my eyeball.
I'm trying to think of something, Marion, that people would know.
Something, Marion.
I'm trying to think of something that, you know, from years past that people would recall.
What was the name of the skating rink before Zoomers?
Well, people should know that. That's a simple one. What was the name of the skating rink before it was called Zoomers? 740-383-9944. I know that one.
I forget.
I didn't go there very often.
Oh, I did. We used to go like every Friday night. I'm a good skater.
Well, I haven't seen this.
No. You've never taken me skating.
Well, it's because I don't skate.
Oh. You would never get on skates? Do you know how to skate?
Huh?
Do you know how to
Not
skate?
Really. Not really. No.
You never learned?
That's how you break your wrists and your ankles.
Well, I've managed to not break anything skating.
Well, I'd like to see you out there skating.
Yeah, I can go really fast.
Go ahead, caller.
That was a highway roll arena.
Was it?
Well, sure was.
I don't know. That could be. I remember when it was called Rollerama.
That was the one over by Garfield Park was a highway roll arena.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thank you.
All right.
The Highway Roll Arena. Now, were you talking about the one by Garfield Park, or you were talking about the one on 95?
Right.
Now, that was Rollerama, right?
Yeah, but you just gave the answer.
Well, I did, so we'll have to come up with another question now. That one's going to have to be thrown out. We weren't specific enough on where the roller rink was.
I guess I'm not old enough to know that there was other skating rinks in town.
Well, apparently there was a guy at that one over by Garfield Park.
Was that the... Yeah. That was the one he was talking about?
Yeah, Mr. Sansoda, I guess. Who used to go out there and swap gum with the girls.
Yeah. Well, maybe you better think of a question then. Mine wasn't good enough.
Oh, okay. What used to be where Sciota Shoe Mart is now? Now, this I know for fact.
Oh, I don't know that.
What used to be where Sciota Shoe Mart is now? It's the same building. They remodeled it a little bit, but it is the same building. If anybody's ever wondered why Sciota Shoe Mart looks the way it does, it's because this was in there before Sciota Shoe Mart.
They did not. It's set up like a restaurant, like with the two doors.
I can't say, but I do know what was there before Sciota Shoe Mart. Does anybody know?
I don't know.
740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What was in the Sciota Shoe Mart building before Sciota Shoe Mart? All right. This is a more direct question. All right. Go ahead, caller.
That was a Dutch Pantry restaurant.
You got it. You know, I remember it was Dutch Pantry, but what did Dutch Pantry used to serve?
Oh, just family-style meals.
Yeah. What year do you think that went out?
Mid to late 70s.
Really? That long ago?
Yep.
My goodness. Is this Pat?
Sure is.
All right, Pat. Well, I got you down if you want to pick up some tickets on Monday.
Okay, what do I get?
Tickets to the Wilds.
That's what I wanted. All right.
You
I
got
went
it.
To the Wilds last year.
Oh, Per, how was
Great
it?
Great place to go.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I went in 2019.
Well, very cool. Well, you'll have to tell us how it is this year.
Okay.
We'll have the tickets for you. Thanks, Pat.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Pat Henry gets 2 tickets to the Wilds tonight. Well, those are the ones he wanted, so there you go.
Well, good.
So Brenda and Lee have won Columbus Zoo tickets, and Pat and Tammy have won tickets to the Wilds, and Scott has won tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, so we got one pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay left before the program's over tonight.
Hmm. I've never been to the Wilds. I wonder if it's just like the African Wildlife Safari up in Sandusky. I guess I go more north than south or whatever direction the Wilds is.
I hear people like it. I know that. Just like Pat said there. Okay, so it was Dutch Pantry.
I can kind of see that now. I never knew that. I mean, I can see how it's set up like a... I love diners, so I could see how it's set up like a diner area, you know, like with the doors and...
Well, there are still some Dutch pantries in Pennsylvania. I wanted to stop at the one, but you wouldn't stop the car.
Which one?
Remember, we saw a Dutch pantry when we were in Pennsylvania back in March, and I said, hey, let's stop and eat there. It's a childhood memory of mine, and you just kept on driving.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
Maybe next time you'll want to drive.
Oh, I wouldn't count my chickens on that one.
Neither one of us want to drive. I said we're going to have to take a train or a bus or fly. Yeah.
Well, it may come to that.
It may.
Let me see. Well, it has to be a hard question for one pair of Zumbeezy Bay
a
questions.
Hard question.
Well, yeah, 37 minutes past the hour here.
Hmm. You want a marrying question?
Well, I'm trying to think of something nobody would know.
Oh, well, you gotta pick something that somebody knows.
Well, you gotta come up with stumpers.
Well, I don't know about that.
Let me see here. What would be a good question? Something about Marion. I don't want to do anything with President Harding. Everybody does that. Let me see here. What would be a good... Harding question.
Harding question?
Not a Harding question. Something that has to do with Marion. Let's see. What could it be?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I know. Well, I don't know how hard this one is, but do you want me to say it?
What is it?
What horse is at Heritage Hall?
Oh, you think people know that?
Well, I would imagine I know it.
Okay.
Do you?
I think so. I was going to ask people, what is Mary Ellen Withrow's maiden name? I don't think I've ever asked that.
Hmm. Okay.
So there's two questions for you.
Either or.
Tell us what the horse at Heritage Hall is, or Mary Ellen Withrow's maiden name. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour. Tickets to Zumbeezy Bay hang in the balance. Those are good Marion questions.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time up at Heritage Hall when I was younger.
I don't think I even knew it was there until I was probably in my 20s.
Oh, I remember one time we were on the roof. We've been all up and down and all around that building.
See, I didn't know anything when I was growing up.
That was neat. The neatest thing I have from that, my dad gave me a... old post office box from when it used to be the post office. And I love that thing. That's probably one of my favorite things that Dad ever gave me. So, I still have it.
Well, I know what else is in your closet.
My dad.
Yes.
Yep. And I have a teddy bear with, like, his shirt made, you know, how people make teddy bears out of their clothes and whatnot. I have one of his teddy bears, and he did a lot of little, what do you call it? Whittling, like, woodworking type of, what am I trying to say? What do you call it? Just fiddling around. But he made, you know how he used to make shingles? He made this little shingle horse. And I have that. That he made. And it's really cute.
I always wanted one of the Santa Clauses on the ladders.
Oh.
That he made for the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But he never gave me one.
No?
No. And he was making them one year.
Did you ask him for one?
No, I just...
See,
I,
all you had to do was ask him.
Well, I was trying to imply it to him.
Oh, he made, which I don't know where mine went, so hopefully I can get one eventually from my mom, but he would make hooks. Like, he had a, what do you call it, a blacksmith thing out in the barnyard, and he would go out to the barn and make things with the metal. I don't know, is that what you call it? I don't know what you call it. He would make things, and like he made hooks like to hang towels on and stuff like that.
Crafty. So,
yeah, he did crafty stuff. I wish I would have got some craftiness from him, but I got nothing.
Well, that probably came as he got older.
I think I've inherited his health problems more than anything.
Well, you never know. He probably got more crafty as time went on.
Yeah, but I'm not a crafty person. Like, my dad had the neatest handwriting. Like, he always wrote really neat. My mom has really nice handwriting. And you know what? I have the worst handwriting in the world. And my kids cannot write either. Neither one of them write very nice. Brandon, you can't even read his writing at all. But I don't know how I ended up with such bad writing when my mom and my dad both did such an...
Well, I know that era, they really taught that. Handwriting, I think, was a subject in school. They really made those kids practice.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My mom will tell you that in the first grade, my teacher, you know... I got N's in handwriting, but the teacher said not to worry because, you know, by the time I got out of school, everything would be computer and I wouldn't have to worry about writing anything anyway, which is kind of true, but...
I don't know what my handwriting's like.
Yours is more similar, like, to my dad's. I mean, my dad's was nicer, but...
You know, let's see here. I'll try to write something. I don't use cursive very much anymore.
Yeah, I don't really write cursive at all, because you can't read it.
Really?
Not really. Yeah.
See, how's that?
That's nice. You write nice. My dad did fancy, though.
Fancy?
Yeah.
Mine's not fancy.
No, not like my dad's.
Well, no, I can't. I don't know. What is fancy?
No, that's
nope.
Not fancy.
Well, we gave it a shot. The two questions on the floor right now for a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. What is the horse's name at Heritage Hall, or what is Mary Ellen Withrow's maiden name? A pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour. I have your dad's handwriting down here, come to think of it. He used to write on the prize sheets.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at it.
Okay.
I'm going to see what it looks like.
It'll probably look similar to yours.
Let me see here. Where's the prize sheets? You know what? I don't even know where the prize sheets went. Oh, ouch. Here we go.
He's being destructive.
Well, I think I found it. Okay, here we go. This would have been his handwriting.
Let me see.
Well, he was doing, he wasn't doing cursive here.
No, he would have printed all the names.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. But see, isn't that pretty fancy? I mean, fancy print?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that his handwriting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 311. There you go.
Yep.
I don't even know what happened to these people.
See, like, if I was a tattoo person, I don't have any tattoos, but if I was, like, getting his, you know how some people get, you know, their names, people's names on there, like their signatures? Dad's would be a neat one to have. But I don't have tattoos because I'd probably be allergic to the ink and then I'd be in trouble. So, tattoos are a no-go for me.
No, I was never into the tattoos myself.
No, I'd be allergic to the ink.
Now, nobody knows Mary Ellen Withrow's maiden name or the horse at Heritage Hall. That's what we're looking for. 14 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
So you think you know the
yes,
horse's
I do.
Name?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
See, I write it down here.
I've seen that horse many a times. I think I even braided its hair.
Is it still there?
Oh, yeah. Oh. As far as I know. I mean, last time I was at the museum, I usually go in there during the popcorn festival. I think all the old popcorn machines are neat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's... see, I got it. I don't know why it's named that.
Gosh, I read a whole big thing on the horse not that long ago. Because I want to say it was stored somewhere in town or in Clarendon or somewhere.
Go ahead, caller.
Mary Ellen's maiden name was Heinemann.
It was Heinemann. You've got it. Thank you.
I don't want the prize, though.
Oh, I'm glad you called in, though.
All right. Bye.
Heinemann. That's right. Mary Ellen Heinemann.
I know some Heinemanns. I don't know if they're any relation to her.
You know, I don't know if Ellen is her middle name. Or if her first name is
like
Mary Ellen.
Ellen.
Well, yeah, I know it's two words, but I don't know.
I would imagine it's probably Mary Ellen Heinemann.
Right. Well, like Mary Ann Michaels, that was two names too.
Well, yeah, my grandma's name was Mary Alice.
So did you only do that with Marys? Mary Ellen, Mary Ann?
Mary Alice.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that was a thing.
Could it? So Ellen is the middle name.
I would imagine. I named my daughter Natalie Alice because my dad's mom's middle name was Alice, and then my mom's mom's middle name was Alice. So I kept Alice as a middle name in the family.
You know, I don't know what my grandmother's middle name was. Well, I know my mom's middle's name, but I don't know my dad's mom's middle name.
No?
No.
I know because it was Alice. Mine.
Hers was Jane.
Your mom's?
Yeah, mom's mom.
Oh, okay. What was her first name?
Betty.
Oh, Betty Jane.
Her middle name, my mom's middle name is Lynn.
Okay.
And she said several different last names.
Yeah, that's okay. I can't say anything. I have had several different last names also.
I've only had one last name.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I still currently have two last names. Not really. I only have one last name, but I'm still trying to get one last name out.
You know,
it's
what's
a big process to change your last name.
What's in a name, though, you know? Go ahead, caller.
The horse's name is Prince Imperial.
That is right.
And I'm looking at Mary Ellen's signature on money.
Right.
And it is two words, Mary space
yep.
Ellen Withrow.
Right. So it must be her middle name.
Yes.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That it was her middle name.
get tickets.
Oh, yeah, if you want the tickets to Zambezi Bay, call back in. Kind of went through. I was more interested in the information. 740-383-9944. If you want two tickets to Zambezi Bay, call back in, and I'll make sure you get them. But I think her middle name must be Ellen.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But, you know, she painted, and she's a good cook, and she plays the piano. Multifaceted woman.
Yeah. I like to bake. I wish I had a kitchen that I could just bake in and do nothing else but bake, and then I wish I had somebody to wash my dishes for me.
If these gumdrop bars are good, you're going to have to go over and make them. Go ahead, caller.
I'll take the ticket.
All right. Who is this?
Janet Durst.
All right, Janet. They'll be here Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Janet Durst gets the Zambezi Bay tickets. All right, we gave away six sets of tickets tonight. Scott and Janet got the Zambezi Bay. Lee and Brenda got the Columbus Zoo. And Tammy and Pat got the Wilds. And those will be here Monday between 8 and 10 or Monday between 4 and 5. So there you go. You can pick those up. You happy now?
Yep. That makes me happy. That way people can go have fun and use the tickets and... Because if you don't give them away, then they just go to waste, and that's a waste.
Well, the summer kind of started off slow. We weren't sure what was open, what was not open. Were we going to be open? Did we want people coming in here getting tickets? That was the worry. Last year, we didn't do anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
Everything was closed.
Right.
And then it was just, we weren't sure we wanted people coming to the office because...
Yeah, you wouldn't want people coming to the office last year.
So it became a little bit of a mess.
But hopefully it'll be fine this year.
Seems to be so far. But, well, here we are in the last 8 minutes. What's interesting to talk about?
Oh, you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a really good pie crust recipe. So I want to figure out how to make pie crust. Because I want to make pie.
Well, if anybody's got a good pie crust recipe, they can give Angie, give her a buzz here, 740-383-9944. You want the flaky crust, right?
I want, like, flaky, buttery, sugary crust.
Because I like
putting sugar on the top of the crust.
You went to the ice cream social the other night and...
Oh, yeah, and I had a really good pie. It was like a peach pie, but because I like sugar... And there was sugar on the top of the crust, and I like that. But the crust was, like, perfect because it was flaky, it was buttery. I've never made pie crust. I've always used the store-bought kind. And I want to figure out how to make it myself so I can make good pies. And you know what? My favorite pies are Judy's pies. And you know who's selling Judy pies now? In Marion. Because she's out of Lake Radnor. It would be Lawrence Orchards. They are selling Judy's pies. So.
Now, who's Judy?
Judy makes pies.
Apparently.
Yeah. I remember I got my dad Judy's pies 1 year for his birthday. I think she made him an elderberry pie. Because that was Dad's favorite elderberry.
Well, we gave one of our listeners elderberry jelly the other day. Finally got that out of here.
Yep.
Phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, now is your time with 6 minutes left to go on this Friday night. If these gumdrop bars are good, you'll have to go out to Mary Ellen's and learn how to make them.
Yeah. I like to bake.
I was going to ask the trivia question, what's Marianne Michael's real name? But I think most people know it.
Oh, I don't.
You don't?
I'm sure you've told me, but I don't remember.
Well, I think most people know her by her maiden name. Well, I don't know. Most people probably remember her from the radio and the television, where she was Marianne Michaels, but she was also in this community for 70 years. Under her maiden name, so I really don't know how people... It was interesting, though, how she got that name. I thought that was fascinating.
How'd she get that name?
Marianne Michaels?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people think it's her maiden name, but it's not. What happened was, she was her real name here in Marion. Marianne blank.
You're not saying it because you're going to have a trivia question?
I might. I might do it as a trivia question. She was Marianne blank here in Marion, and her first job in television was in Cleveland. And when she went to Cleveland, they said, nobody will know how to spell that name. People won't understand it. You've got to change it. So she changed it to Marianne Scott, because her real last name begins with an S. So she wanted to keep the S.
Hmm.
So in Cleveland, she was Marianne Scott. And then she wanted to be closer to home, so she was sending out her tapes, and she got a job in Columbus on Channel 4. So when she came up here, they said, of course, you can't use your real name, because it's too hard to spell and people won't know it. And she said, well, I've been using Marianne Scott down in Cleveland. And they said, well, you can't use that here because we've got Mona Scott.
Hmm.
We can't have that at the station. So she became Marianne Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And I might tell you why in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Marianne Stolarzyk.
Marianne Stolarzyk. Can you believe people told her that people wouldn't know how to spell that or say it?
Yes, I can.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. My goodness. Hey, you've had a good show tonight. I sat here and laughed and laughed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, that's what you want on a Friday night. That's why I come in. Well, anyway, they wouldn't let her use Marianne Scott, and they wouldn't let her use Marianne Stolarzyk. So, well, let's see if anybody knows this. I'll tell you, if I don't get this in 3 minutes, but why did she come up with Marianne Michaels? I'll tell you this, it was not her maiden name.
Was she from Marion?
No.
Where was she from?
She was from West Virginia. She's still around.
Right.
But retired.
Right.
Yeah. Her last gig was here.
Was she... Didn't she do the Exchange Club with Dad?
Oh, yeah, for a lot of years. They had never worked together when I brought them together. That was the weirdest thing to me. And they were with me for a long time.
Yeah, she was a pretty lady.
Yeah, I think about 10 years we did those shows together. Your dad and she were the main main components. Go ahead, caller.
Because her son's name was Michael.
You got it. Her son's name was Michael. Thank you. Yep, that's how she took Marianne Michaels. Her son's name was Michael.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if most people knew that or not. I've always found that interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't her husband's name Mike?
Not her husband, but her son.
Okay.
That's how she got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yep, her son's name was Michael, so that's how Marianne Michaels came about. But everybody thought that was her maiden name. But it wasn't.
I would have said Michael's Steakhouse.
You know, I don't know what her maiden name really was, to be honest. She was married she is married. She's still married to Ted. They've been married for a long, long time.
So, is she in this area or Columbus or?
No, she's still here.
In Marion?
Yep. But she retired, I think it was 2017 she retired. Enjoying her life. Go ahead, caller.
How you doing there tonight?
Doing great. How you doing?
Good. I went called to ask that question if Angie would do that for me.
Would you do that, Angie?
Would I do what?
You got a brother-in-law named Hutchinson.
Who?
Hutchinson.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And from Fenton County.
You want her to ask him?
Yeah, what I wanted her to ask is my grandfather and all of us, we're from Benton County. And I was wondering if she would ask him if he knew a Marianne or Rebecca Hutchinson.
Marianne or Rebecca Hutchinson?
Marianne, like Marion, Ohio.
Oh, Marianne.
Marianne and Rebecca Hutchinson.
Okay, hold on, I gotta write this down because I'll forget.
Marianne and Rebecca.
Yes.
Hutchinson.
Yeah, we're all from Vinton County. My birth certificate and everything is Vinton County.
Vinton County.
Is that down south?
Yes, that's down around Jackson, down in that area.
Okay. Because I know my, like, my nephew, I know they go to, like, a family reunion down south, southern Ohio, every year.
Yeah.
So, they could
be. That's what I wanted to see, if you could check and see if they even know of them, if there's any, you know, relation through the line that we might do in our family tree.
Okay. And what's your name?
Mine's Ralph Thacker.
Ralph Thacker?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll look into it. Thanks, Ralph.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Great show tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, you're going to look into that. Marion and Rebecca Hutchinson from Vinton County. And we'll get back to Ralph on that. We thank our winners tonight, Lee and Brenda, who got the Columbus Zoo. Scott and Janet got Zumbezi Bay. And Tammy and Pat got the Wilds. And we had a great, and everybody who called in. It's been a great show tonight. Everybody have a great weekend. Got anything to say, Ange?
We'll talk to you next week.
There is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You know what depresses me about that? That would have never made a Hope special.
He only got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm cutting edge. I'm on the lip. Oh, welcome back.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of your Steve Boom Boom Cannon Afternoon Radio Rampage on WWGH 107.1. Have a great rest of the day, a good night tonight, and a better day tomorrow. Above all, have happy trails.
It's the place to